Philippians chapter 1. We are going to enjoy our trip to Michigan this weekend. We plan on going to church Sunday at our former ministry. We haven't been back there for a number of years, so we'll go there Sunday morning and then head back Sunday afternoon, but looking forward to our time. And thank you for the tickets to the game. And no matter the outcome, it'll be fun being there with 111,000 of our closest friends. And we are looking forward to that. I do want to say this right before I get started. I'm going to read this portion of Scripture. I'm going to make two comments, and I won't even get into the outline that I was going to share with you tonight. But Sunday was one of those Sundays in our church, and I know on our staff, we talked about it extensively yesterday, but if you ever wondered if our pastor loves us, it was very evident Sunday in our church. And we have a misunderstanding of what the word loves in our society. The world says permissiveness reflects love. Allowing sin to happen reflects love. That doesn't reflect love. If you are a parent, you understand that discipline supports your love. Saying no supports your love. We hear the word tolerance. And people say that tolerance shows love. The truth of the matter is, intolerance shows love. And when you're intolerant of sin in your life and in sin of your children's life, that's a good thing. That shows that you love them. And so never think when pastor preaches hard like that it's not from love. It was so clear Sunday that he loves us. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. I'm just going to bring out two points. Paul, of course, loved this church. Not everything, and entitled this tonight, I thank my God. And not everything that Paul faced was friendly. Paul writes from a Roman prison as he writes Philippians. And in the midst of Roman prison, he can write to the church of Philippi and say, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And as I rehearsed that and pastors preached from this recently, that simple phrase kept sticking out to me. And let me just read verses 1 through 6, and then I just want to make two applications, and then we'll save the outline for another time. Paul and Timotheus, the servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which were at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons, grace be unto you, a salutation here, grace be unto you, peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. So he offers them, he says, grace and peace be unto you. He gives thanks to them in verses 3 through 6. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel for the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I just want you to see something in verse number 3, that when I read this, I was challenged in my heart. Number one that I want you to see, we see later in verses 13 through 21, Paul is writing this from prison. And here's one simple application I want us to understand as we for some reason take time at Thanksgiving time, and all of a sudden we become very, very thankful, and we ought to be thankful every day. And Paul is writing from prison. And we know in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Even in prison, even in a bad or terrible or frustrating circumstance. See, it's not our circumstance and our emotions that rule us or that should rule us. All of a sudden, when things go well, we become very thankful. Have you noticed that? When things go our way, we are very thankful. When good things happen to us, we are very thankful. But Paul, in whatever state he was in, he said, we need to be content. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So as Paul is penning this to the Philippian church, he's in jail, he is in prison. If Paul would have been controlled by his circumstances, he wouldn't have had a good remembrance. He wouldn't even be thinking about somebody else at this point. He wouldn't even be thinking about the good that the church at Philippi had done. He wouldn't even be thinking about Lydia. He wouldn't be thinking about the jailer. He would just be thinking about himself. He would probably not be penning this book if his circumstances controlled his thankfulness. So my first simple challenge, this is all just introduction, but my first simple challenge is, no matter your circumstance, listen, we have so much to be thankful for. So Pastor said, you don't understand my situation. You don't know what's going on in my life. God understands. And we can be thankful to God, no matter what our circumstance. Many people have trouble seeing the good because the cloud of discouragement covers their eyes and they cannot see beyond it. So in introduction, I was just going to bring out that point. I was going to bring out one more point, and this will be our last point. Look at verse number 3. This was the biggest challenge. In fact, this was the convicting verse as I started to plan for this sermon tonight. It says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. The word remembrance means recollection or mention. You ever mention or somebody's name mentioned and your eyebrows raise? Or you kind of get a bitter spirit or poor feeling in the pit of your stomach because maybe that person did something to you? And I thought of that in verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance, every recollection, or every remembrance of you. Paul's remembrance brought joy and peace to his life. As Paul was thinking about the church at Philippi, someday when we have the opportunity to preach this, I'll bring out why he was so joyful and why he was praising the Lord for them. But here's the question I ask myself. Can it be said of me that when somebody thinks of me, they can be thankful of that remembrance? Not every time. What is thought of when your name is mentioned? Maybe that last conversation you had with them? Maybe that curt word, that smart remark, sarcasm, that kindness, that sweet spirit, that smile, that hug, that gentle rebuke. See, Paul is remembering. Then he goes on to talk about individually and as a church as a whole. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. So what about you tonight? Do you cause good memories? Well, that's kind of a twist on this thankful passage here. But do you cause positive thinking? Do you cause a sweet spirit? When somebody thinks of your name, is it positive? And Paul says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. I don't have a bad thought about you. That church prayed for Paul. That church gave to Paul. That church was strong in their faith. In the following verses, the gospel, they propagated the gospel. He said, every time I think of you, I think of these good things. So my challenge to you and I tonight, simple. Are we thankworthy? Now Paul says, I thank who? I thank my God. Yes, we're thankful for people. We're thankful for circumstances. But ultimately, who gets our praise? God does. It is all because of Him. It is all because of God. Let me end with these verses. Psalm 145:3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be, finish it with me, greatly to be praised. And His greatness is unsearchable. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth me with benefits. We're loaded. Isn't that great? You said, Pastor Dan, I'm not loaded. Yes, we are. When you sit down at Thanksgiving and you're about to, I'm going to use the word scarf because that's a word we use. The pastor can say dope. I can say scarf. Okay? And you're about to scarf down that turkey, be thankful. When you're sitting there next to your family, be thankful that you have a family. When you're in the car and there's a little bit too much noise in the back seat on the way to grandma's, be thankful there's noise. And just pray it stops fast. But be thankful upon every remembrance. It is so easy to complain. And think of that verse. He loadeth us. Gives it to us. Above all that we could ask or think. We don't deserve it. And then Psalm 107. And actually it's repeated. Verse 8, verse 15, 21, 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works for the children of men. And that phrase is repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated. Oh, that the men would praise the Lord. So let me ask you tonight, when it comes, are you thankful just for others? And are you worthy of that thanks? Every remembrance of you, and no matter your circumstance. Look what happened to Paul and Silas when they were in jail in Philippi. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Wow. By the way, what were Paul and Silas doing at midnight? Complaining and griping. It's not fair. Nobody supports them. Nobody loves them. Nobody gives us the money we need. The offering wasn't big enough Sunday. Is that what they were saying? They were singing. Praising God. Is it any wonder that somebody came to Christ that night? And it's not just perspective, and it's not just attitude. It's that our thankfulness comes from God. So my simple challenge tonight, I thank my God. I thank my God. It's nothing I deserve. Even whatever it is you're thankful for, it's nothing you deserve. Some of you, it's relationships. We don't deserve relationships, but we're thankful for them. I thank my God. Let's pray.